Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, man. I please speak to Paul.
This is Paul.
Paul, good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking the call. My name is Richard, and I'm from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this service is a quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado, Paul?
Yes.
Okay, and are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
I'm registered as a Republican, but I vote my heart.
Okay, that's okay. This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain that you are to vote? Very certain or something?
I am absolutely sure I will vote.
Thank you, sir. First of all, how will you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not good, or poor?
The district as a whole, good. There's individual schools within the district that are not so good.
I understand that. Now, do you think that the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, or probably a little low, on the level?
Property taxes are high. They've inflated almost double in the last 5 years. For my property.
I understand that. Okay. The school, thank you, sir. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters into the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. First, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase to pay for the following: raising teachers' pay to keep CCSD competitive in recruiting and retaining teachers, hiring more teachers to enhance students' focused learning, and increase school security staff to help keep students safe. To pay for all this, will you say yes or no for a $30 million school mill levy increase as a cost of 50 cents per month in a higher property taxes, or about $6.70 per year, or for every $100,000 or more for home value? Will you vote
so
yes
I have
or no?
Mixed feelings on that, because I think the issues are valid, but the money, they were supposed to get that from the sales of marijuana that was promised to the schools, and they have not given that to the schools.
Oh, I understand that. Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
to
approve the marijuana was on the cusp that they would use that money for schools and highways and not use it for either. So who's pocketing that money is where I'm concerned. They should get that money from the marijuana sales.
I see. I understand that. Okay.
As
thank
promised.
You, sir. Okay. Now, the second value issue would be a school bond to provide new funds to increase school security, construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovation existing school, as well as a replace aging buildings and expand technical skill training to prepare students to fill today high paying in demand jobs. Will you vote yes or no on a $950 million bond to meet all these needs if increased property taxes as by $2.44 per month, equal to $29 a year per $100,000 of excess home value? You vote yes or no on this?
The same. I agree with the issue, but I'll probably vote no, because they need to put the money where they're supposed to get it from.
Understood, sir. Now, knowing that a smaller bond means fewer school building projects than a larger bond, will you vote yes or no for a Cherry Creek School District bond at the cost of $2.29 per month, equal to about $20.50 a year in increased taxes for every $100,000 home value? You vote yes or no on that? No. Okay. Lastly, on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District say it could meet all of it, needs for school building repairs and replacement, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teacher pay, as a combined cost of $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for every $100,000 of a home value, will you vote yes or no on this CCSD property tax increase?
Again, no. I agree with the issues. They need to be funded, but not from my taxes. They are already taking too much.
Okay. Yes, I see. And I understand that. Following up, opponents to Texas increased ballot issues might show the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and just too high. Which should we get increasing them any further for Cherry Creek School when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration, overhead costs, and low performing school? Do you strongly agree on this or you strongly disagree on this, Paul?
I disagree with the way it's worded. I don't think that the schools are overfunded with underperforming. I believe that they do need more funding, but I don't believe it needs to come from me.
I see. I understand that. Okay. Now, we're almost done on this, Paul, okay? Now, I'm going to read this real quick. Lastly, here are some statements supporters are passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give a reason for voting yes. Rate each as either very persuasive or not persuasive to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund project and improve CCSD schools. Says here, continuous security upgrades as necessary at schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. How do you rate this? Very persuasive or not persuasive? Well, you don't know.
Is there a middle ground? Like, it's somewhat persuasive?
Yes, somewhat, yes. So you say somewhat persuasive?
Yes.
Okay, now, I'm going to read the next one. You said here, school building they are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated. Just like any other home or property at that age. Otherwise, they become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Is it very persuasive, some persuasive, or not persuasive?
Not persuasive.
Okay, now it says here, Spanish Cherry Creek Innovation Campus and Skill Training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying in demand such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or other that demand technology skills. This not only provides skills workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into productive, tax-paying citizens. How do you rate this one? Very, somewhat, or not persuasive?
It's persuasive, but I think the wording needs some work.
okay.
My kids went through the CCIC, through the Cherry Creek Innovation Campus. My kids went through that. It's a great program.
Okay.
But the way they worded it, to me, that it's just all like political talk. It doesn't sound persuasive.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressure and be safer, more productive learners. Is it very, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Not.
We go for the last one here, sir. Despite recent increase in property taxes, state funding has been reduced for K-12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay. Very, somewhat, or not persuasive?
Not.
Thank you. Okay, as hearing all this information in the Cherry Creek School District say it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay. As a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year, for every $1,000, for every $100,000 of home value, will you vote yes or no for this CCSD property tax increase?
No.
No? Okay, what is your, I'm sorry. What is your age here? We're almost done on this.
52.
Thank you, sir. And do you have any children 18 or under?
Not anymore.
No,
I have five
okay.
boys. They all went to the Cherry Creek School.
Thank you, sir. Okay, do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District? I'm sorry, district school?
I do not have any grandchildren yet.
No. Okay, and you just make sure that we have a representative sample. Could you please tell me your race?
I am Caucasian and Native American.
Thank you. Okay, Paul, so let me just advise you that we already finished with your survey here. I just wanted to say thank you so much for your patience, and thank you for your valuable time. All your opinion is very confidential, and it helps a lot, too. Thank you so much. Well, you have a great afternoon or a great evening, and enjoy your dinner. Blessings, sir. Thank you very much. You're very welcome. Okay, bye.